Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Exhibit A, a photograph of the victims, my bike, and me. Exhibit B, another photograph.
What's missing from this picture? It's just me, without my bike!
Well, I'm no Pee-wee Herman, but not since Pee-wee Herman's Great Adventure has a stolen bicycle dominated the New York media. As you may have heard on yesterday's show or seen on our Facebook page, this weekend I joined the ranks of New Yorkers who have had their bicycles stolen. Now, I have managed to live in Manhattan with a bicycle for 25 years and avoid this until now, though I did have seats stolen once. But on Sunday, right in broad daylight, right on Broadway, while I was in a restaurant having a meeting for work, mind you, someone decided my 15-year-old low-end mountain bike, very functional but hardly beautiful, was worth their while to liberate from its very thick chain and master lock. Now, I want to say that the outpouring of bicycle love that I've been getting from many of you is really making me feel a lot better about being violated in this way. Someone even offered to give me his spare bike, which I appreciated, but you should give it to someone needier than me. And our friends at Streets Blog referred us to someone who is the man when it comes to bicycle locking expertise. He is Hal Ruzal, a mechanic at Bicycle Habitat on Lafayette Street, and he made a very funny and informative video called Hal Grades Your Bike Locking. You can see it at streetfilms.org. Here's one short clip from it where he teaches us something counterintuitive.
Contrary to popular belief, the quieter streets, the thief is more likely to get spooked. If you take a busy street, the street noise and all the people walking around screen the thief, and people won't care what he's doing. Whereas you get a quiet street like this, it's too vacant for the thief to think about what's going on, so they don't steal bikes on a quiet street like this.
And Hal Ruzal from Bicycle Habitat joins us now. Maybe we can all learn something from him for keeping our current, if need be, our next bicycle from the thieves. Hi, Hal. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Brian.
And listeners, we want your bike stealing stories and your bike locking tips. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Real quick for a short segment on keeping your bike safe. And Hal, let's start right there about thieves getting spooked on quiet streets, because we give people their space on crowded streets. They can kind of hide in plain sight while they steal our bikes.
Well, there's so many things happening on a crowded street that the thief gets screened by all the activity. So, like, I can go onto Broadway with a angle grinder and make sparks, and guaranteed no one will stop me. I can steal a spot lock and a bike just by using an angle grinder, and on a busy street, nothing's going to happen.
That's amazing. Now, I had a thick, old-fashioned chain, and not a kryptonite, but a master lock that opens with a key that always seemed to me to have a pretty thick bolt on it, and it always worked until now. Is the thickness of the lock very important?
The thickness helps. Was your chain square link, or was it round link?
Round.
Anybody with a 36-inch bolt cutter, which can be gotten on eBay, of all places, can steal your bicycle with that.
Really?
You need a square link chain, which a bolt cutter can't grab.
Well, there you go. Is any lock really foolproof, even the thickest kryptonite lock?
Well, anybody with an angle grinder, which is a power tool that requires electricity, they make portable ones too, can like grind through any chain or lock.
Well, nobody's going up to some bike in the middle of Broadway, chained to an alternate side of the street parking sign with a power tool that they have to plug in, right?
Usually it's not the modus operandi, because most thieves, I mean, thieving is a low-paying job. So most of your thieves are basically drug addicts, and they steal a bike for a quick fix. And if they had like a good quality tool, they would have hocked the tool already.
Your video also gives tips about protecting your seat and your wheels. Do you need more than one lock?
I use at least two. I use an auxiliary cable for my front wheel. I use my main lock to go through my rear wheel and my frame, and then I join auxiliary cable to my front wheel and to the main lock.
Really? So two locks. I don't know anybody else who actually carries around two lock. Now, my locking technique, since it's, you know, Hal grades your bike locking, you can grade the way I did it, even though it's too late. It had been to wrap the chain around a main post on the frame,
right,
and then through the front wheel, long mm-hmm. enough chain, the detachable wheel, and around the post that I was tying it to. And it always worked well until this weekend. But is that good technique generally?
No, because the back wheel is more expensive than the front wheel. So a thief, you know, 9 times out of 10 will steal a rear wheel way before he thinks about stealing the front wheel.
But it's not as easy to snap off.
It's just as easy. Same wrench.
Right, but you need a wrench. I guess that's the difference. Because so many bikes these days come with, you know, front wheels that you can just kind of touch the lever and then slip off the wheel.
Right.
You would still need a wrench, yes, to detach the back wheel from the chain.
Well, most bikes that have a quick-release front wheel also have a quick-release rear wheel. So you could snap the back
okay.
wheel off very easily.
All right, let's get some other people's tips in here. Robin Williamsburg, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Rob, you're on the air. Go.
Hi. That was really fast. I've had the exact opposite experience, and I tell people this all the time. When I lock a bike in a really visible high traffic area, it never gets touched. It's when I lock a bike on a side street where it's quiet, and I think they work in teams. I think one person just watches to make sure no one's coming near, walking by. The other person just cuts the lock, and there's no one to see it. And I've had 2 or 3 bikes stolen that way, and I've had other bikes I've left in the high traffic areas, and they've stayed for 6 months or more, no problem.
Rob, thank you. Adrian in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adrian.
Hi. I've got a couple of funny things. The first time I've had 3 bikes stolen, and I said 3 strikes and I'm out. Each one was had increasingly less value, and I was getting more and more expensive locks. I figured that would do it, but it didn't. I finally got a folding bike, and the way that I lock it is with 2 kryptonite bike locks, where I lock the front wheel to the frame and then the more expensive kryptonite lock, you know, through the back wheel and the rest of the frame to whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But so far that's worked. But what I wanted to also mention was a day when I saw a homeless guy stopping at a pole near in front of my house, and he was stealing the front wheel of a nice bike. And I said, you know, what are you doing? And he looked at me and I said, well, you know, are you going to do that? What are you going to do with it? And
you know
you're right, and he
puts
the wheel back
you
on.
You know you're right. How about that? Adrian saves the day with a little guilt. I think Oriya in Manhattan also confronted a bicycle thief. Is that right, Oriya?
Oh, hi. Yeah, it's Orla.
Orla, I'm sorry.
Not to worry. I was in Commerce Bank on Bond and Broadway, so it's all glass. And I'm there online, and I look out, and I realize, that's my bike. And I run out with this clatter banging my helmet off the glass doors, the whole bank looking out. I didn't think of safety. I ran up, gave him such a shove, and said, hey, you, that's my effing bike you're stealing. And he just kind of mutters, oh, sorry, and takes his big clippers, sticks them in his messenger bag, and ambles away off onto Broadway at about 5 in the evening. Crowded street, the whole bank looking out and shaking their heads.
You mean he left you the bike?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, he didn't seem up to the task of challenging me at that moment.
Sorry. Okay, Orla taking her life in her hands to get her bicycle back. Steve in Greenwood Lake has a story. Hi, Steve.
How are you doing? I was coming into the city one day in a van, and I'm on the Upper East Side, and I see somebody wildly prying a parking sign loose from its base, snapping the parking sign off, and then walking over to a bike and sticking in the kryptonite lock and just simply popping the whole lock with the leverage of a parking sign.
Whoa. Ever heard of that, Hal?
Oh, yeah. The cheaper locks aren't sprung. They're not made out of sprung steel. They're made out of through-hardened steel.
Uh-huh.
And if you put anything, a 2x4, a pry bar that's long enough, into through-hardened non-sprung steel, the lock will snap.
And what were you saying before about a square chain as opposed to a round chain? What's the difference in the shape?
The actual links of the chain are square.
Which helps why?
Well, the bolt cutter can't get a purchase on it.
I see what you're saying. And somebody wrote in here, I've heard that U-locks can be broken with a Bic pen.
That was one series of kryptonite U-locks made before, like, 2003. That has been corrected many years ago.
Clarence Eckerson from Streets Blog posted on our page that the secret is a good lock and a crappy bike. He says he rides mostly a bike that he got for $30 at a tag sale, and he has stickers all over it. And he says the stickers make it unattractive to thieves because it's ugly and it's easily identifiable. Is that the bottom line?
The bottom line is that thieving is a business, and there's a risk and a reward. And if it's a $30 bike, what is a thief going to get for it? So there's too much risk for no reward.
Well, maybe the best post of all comes from a listener named Frank who wrote in, it's simple, just chain a pit bull to your bike. And Hal Rizal from Bicycle Habitat on Lafayette Street. And go see his video. We're going to put a link to his video on our page. Did we do that already? If not, you can go to streetfilms.org and see it. Call Hal Grades Your Bike Locking. Hal, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.